This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Hello, everybody in the U.S. and around the world. It is time for Baseball Outside the Box, the show that interviews baseball's great coaching minds who loves the challenge, the status quo. Today, we are heading to the beautiful country of the Czech Republic to talk baseball development with David Winkler, Czech manager of the 18U national team, who heads up their famous Czech Baseball Academy and represents MLB as a coordinator in the Czech Republic. I want to thank all our listeners in the U.S. and around the world for joining us live on Facebook. We have got some people joining us on Facebook already. And also, don't forget, go to baseballoutsidethebox.com to get the audio. All right, let's welcome our good friend, David Winkler from the beautiful Czech Republic. How are you doing, David?
Hey, ciao, Pete. I'm fine. How are you?
Parli italiano pure, no?
It's better to speak in English, all right?
It's better English, not Italian. Well, it's great to see you, and it's great to be able to talk about Czech Republic baseball because Czech Republic baseball has come a long ways. Tell us a little bit about the development, where it started, and just to give us an idea how Czech Republic started baseball and where it's at now.
Actually, the baseball in Czech Republic starts like in a communistic way, so it's a long time ago. But right now, where I'm right now, so I think we started the development of the great youth program about 10 years ago, and it's getting great results. It's getting better and better every single year because of the great coaches. We got more kids, and people are more educated in baseball, more experienced, so they're getting better and they have more challenge. So it's getting better because of the people.
And we're going to get into Czech Republic baseball more, but what I'd like to do right now is interesting because, first of all, I want to thank the International Sports Group, ISG. I know we've done a lot of coaching seminars there. I remember 15 years ago, maybe 60, 70 coaches coming. Now there's coaching clinics there with more than 200 coaches that attend the coaching clinic. That's a great way to develop, you know, players.
In Czechs, we're doing like the coaching program, which is about the levels. So the youngest coaches are about rookies. Then you got a like a level of coach. Then you got an instructor. And the best coaches got like level of the masters. So right now, as many people as they can start to go to camps. They can work on the camps and learn from the more experienced coaches, get to one level, then get better, better, better. And once you got experience on the field, you can get a more better level and be like experienced coach.
Yeah, and I want to thank Jim Jones, one of our ISG board members, former president. Jim spent a lot of time in the Czech Republic helping and really helped get that program started.
I know Jim Jones. I was playing when he was the U18 national team coach. And we were playing in Ostrava. I think it was the first medal on U18 European Championship, and he was the coach of us. So Jim Jones, I think maybe he was the first one, maybe before Sambas, but I don't know. But he was great. And so I remember him. Then I remember Stan Luketic. So
yes.
This is like probably two biggest persons that starts the developing of the coaching here in Czech Republic like years ago.
In the Czech Republic, you have a philosophy about working with coaches. That's very important there, correct?
Yeah.
Tell us what the results of that. What happens when you have good coaching? What are the results there?
For me, like a person, there is very important to work with the people. So once you got a chance to help them be better, they can help more youth players to be better. So I think it's already the same. So when you got like U6, U7, U8 categories, the parents are the coaches, which is okay, but this is not the best way how to do that. Because as a coach, you can do a lot of good stuff, but when the kids are getting older, let's say 12, 13, 14, 15, you can do a lot of damage to the kids. So that's why the coaches has to be experienced enough to coach the youth kids. So don't damage them, but help them to be better as older players.
Yeah, that's very important, making sure that the young levels are getting trained properly. Very important. The Czech Republic has a lot of good players. They're doing very well. They have players that are strong. Why do you think the Czech Republic has been successful in growing the sport and getting more players to play?
I think first it's a little bit about Czech mentality, okay? Because everywhere is like soccer, ice hockey, let's say floorball right now. But especially in baseball, you have to be a little bit educated to do the sport. So you got to be smart, at least. When you want to play baseball, you got to be smart. And the kids that play the baseball, their parents are smart. So they help them to be better and better and better. And the second thing, years ago, there was no competition. They were not able to play against, let's say, Italy teams, Germany, Dutch teams. And right now, because of the tournaments, they are able to go to USA to play the tournaments in USA, in all the Europe, and they can compete. And once they compete the same level or better level than they before were, so they're getting better. If you're playing and winning 10-0, it doesn't make sense. If you're losing, they're getting better, better, better. Once a day, you're going to beat the better team that it was before.
What do you guys do? What do you do to attract or get players to play baseball at the young levels?
This is a great job of all the clubs here in Czech Republic and association. The members of the clubs are going to the preschool, schools. They are showing them the baseball, how it goes, how you can play the baseball. They show it to them in the schools. And if the people like that, they will go there. And the baseball is getting to be attractive more because it's a very nice game. And, you can play soccer, ice hockey, volleyball, basketball, but the baseball is very nice and people who understands the baseball are in that and they will stay there forever.
The Czech player, are they particularly strong in certain areas, like mentally strong, physically strong? Are there certain characteristics that you like about the Czech players?
I think there is one way, especially for Czech players. You can be strong, you can be fast, you can throw hard. If you got all the 5-2s, and you have to be smart, and you got to be able to find a way how to do that. If you're not successful, you can say, okay, it's done, I quit. But I think especially the Czech players will find a way how to be successful even without the tools that you got.
Do you find Czech players to be more when they're training or playing games, especially playing games, how do they deal when they fail? Because, you know, baseball is a game. Sometimes you're going to fail more times. How do they deal with failure?
If you understand that the failure is part of life, and especially in baseball, when you're hitting 300, you are very successful. So you have 700% to be not successful. So I think the people knows that, and especially when the coaches are experienced and tell them, hey, it's okay. Strikeout is part of the game. Ground ball is part of the game. It's okay. So once you teach that the kids and they are growing, they be better and they are able to fight with the failure.
David, you are the national team coach for the 18U. You also have a team of 15U. You're the coach there also in Brno. Your practices for the national team, what are the most difficult things to work on that you have to work on the most?
I would say for me, like a manager, is the most important thing is to put together a team that's got a chemistry and works together. We got a lot of discussions with the coaches that say he's a great player, why he's not in the national team and stuff like that, you know what I'm talking about. And sometimes you got to do a decision and say, okay, he's the best player, maybe in his position, but he's not fitting in the team because he's not the good leader or chemistry. So you got to find a team that's okay. Once you got a team that works together, each player helps to each other player, then you can start to build a team and try to be the best or successful. So build the team, chemistry, and leader.
What do you think team chemistry, how do you get team chemistry?
You got to feel that. It's something that you cannot read on paper. There's no forms for that. So you got to read it. You got to find it. You got to feel it. And once you got it, that's the moment when you say, okay, I got to trust myself. I got to trust myself and believe myself. And this is your decision. Because as a manager, this is your decision to put together the best team. Okay, everybody can say it wasn't the best team. It was this. But you have to be 100% sure that you put everything together and you put all the stuff that you got into the team and try to help the team as much as you can. Once you got it, you can say, okay, I did 100% right, and let's see what's happened.
Now, you may know this, or maybe an estimate. In the Czech Republic, how many kids, everybody, how many baseball players do you think you have in the country?
I would say maybe 10,000.
10,000. And that's something that over the years you've increased every year.
It's increasing every single year. So especially there's the job of the clubs that helps with the increasing. Because if you got like good guy in a club that can find the kids and that can find them how to play baseball. So let's fire the fire in the kids to want to do that. Once the kids are coming home and say to his mother or father, hey, I want to do this sport because I like it. Every single parents are going to say, okay, stay with that. So this is the most important part, to have a great guy or whatever who are able to do that.
You know, it's interesting. Yeah, folks, you check it out. Czech Republic baseball has really been growing and developing and competing worldwide now. One of the better teams in Europe. And it's really a tribute to a lot of things they do when it comes to coaching, getting players to play, competition, training. We're going to get into the academy in a minute. But what I want to ask is, right now you have your players, could be national team players or your other team. What are you telling your players, because I'm assuming they're at home now, what are you telling them to do in order to prepare in case you're then allowed to go back outside and begin practicing games?
You got to be still working. It's like the actor in a TV or a singer. You got to be working, practicing. So all the players got to do some program that they are doing. They are sharing the videos. Let's make it a little bit funny for them. If you do something for them, like let's say daily challenges, okay, you can do challenges, push-ups, throwing program, hitting, whatever. And once in a while, you can do some funny challenge. Okay, guys, who's going to be ready to do the best breakfast for your family? And the boys are doing great breakfast. And the mothers are saying, hey, thank you very much. And it's funny. So you got to still keep them alive. And you got to send them great messages. Nobody wants to hear right now in this time, it's got to be bad. Everybody wants to hear, it's got to be okay. And if they do something and they believe that you help them, they believe the same. And in maybe 1 month, 2 months, we'll see. Go back on the field. I think the couple of the players will be ready more than they there before.
And folks, we're going to take the Facebook Live. I'm going to show you Dave Winkler's website. Check it out on Facebook, Facebook, David Winkler, W-I-N-K-L-E-R. You're going to see on here, he has a program. It's showing players or a player working out. It's called Day Challenge Baseball Workout, Catch, Throw, Swing, Condition. Now on Facebook Live, and you can go ahead and talk. I'm just showing the video. Tell us about this program.
hey, this is something that's happened when it needs to be happened. Okay, so once happened, what's happened right now? So most of the kids are in quarantine. They aren't going to the school. They have to stay at home. They got an online school, but it's boring. And if it's your players and you like them, you want to do something that's going to be helpful for them. So you're going to do something. You just put the day challenge, say, okay, give me the shots of that. We do the videos, post on Facebook. Who's going to be the best? We'll get a, let's say, baseball helmet or baseball or bat, whatever. Just anything that the people still or kids are still challenging and try to be better than they were before. Because if the kids are stay at home playing PlayStation or mobile phones or watching TV, it doesn't make sense. You can do it all the Christmas time, right? So, and right now, you got to do this. So you got to do the program. You got to call to Rio, strength condition coach, and say, hey, what is the best for these kids? And you say that, sell them, and they will send you back the videos. You go and cut it and do like two videos of all the players, and they see, okay, I did this, I didn't do that, I was better, he was better, and they still compete even at home.
Boy, I tell you what, fantastic stuff, and that's a great video. It shows so many things that young people could be doing at home. I think that everybody got a pretty good look at that. We'll put that on our website also. And David, right now with your teams, are you communicating with them also, you know, maybe through Skype or other avenues in case they need some help?
Right now we communicate most with my team in Drazi Brno, like U15. We had like 2 days before the quarantine was here in Czech Republic, we had like a showcase to the U18 national team. So everybody's waiting what's happened in next few days after. And I believe all the players are doing what they should do because they know me and they know that I'm looking for good, ready players. Not even like physically, but psychically too.
All right, now, I love the day challenge. We're going to place those on the show notes. There's also more on David's website or Facebook page. You can see push-ups, sit-ups, working your legs. You don't need equipment. There's some great stuff that he shows there. So tell us now, what is the toughest thing for you as a coach, coaching in the Czech Republic? What's the most difficult?
It's a good question. I don't know. I think first thing that I find is like find a time. But if you want to do that, you will find the time anytime you need. I think there's nothing hard to do that. If he wants to do really something like do, so you're going to find the way how to do that, and you just do that. There's no excuses like I don't know, I will see. No, I tell you one thing, okay? I like people that are able to say for answer yes or no. If you got a question, do you like it? And he say yes. All right. If he say no, I don't have to agree with that. But he say no. It's information for me that it's okay. I don't like. I will see later. You don't know. So that's no. So yes or no. And then you know. So you still have to work with the people that you don't have to be on the same page. But still, the people or the persons or the coaches are not on the same page. You can learn something from them, which is the most important for me. So if somebody say it's black, you say it's white, but you say, okay, it's black, and you listen to them, you can find something that can help too.
Fantastic. David, if we come to your practice, what does your practice look like?
It's easy, all right? My players know that... it takes me 2 months. On a practice, I'm always don't have to talk too much. I'm just like showing this, and say 1, 2, 3, and the players know how to. I said it was like it's like a U.S. Army,
like the army.
Like sure. But I like that. I told them, hey, you got to be like machines, the machines that know what they are doing, and if they're doing the properly the things that they should do, I just go in there and say, okay, this is okay, this is okay, this is okay, it's all right. And there's the practice. It's okay, just warm up, stretching, whatever, some drill, some games, finish, cool down. That's everywhere the same. But the most important thing is that the players know what they are doing and why they are doing that. If they know that, for me as a coach, it's very, very easy. And this is how it should be working. And they know that it works because they're getting better even without my lounging and saying, no, yes, no, yes. Just calm down, easy. And once I'm just very quiet, I'm telling nothing, they know that's a problem.
What has changed when you were playing and now with coaches? Were coaches a lot more strict back then and now more involved or talk more? Was there a difference in coaching 15, 20 years ago and now?
I would say it's still about the person who's coaching. Somebody wants to speak still. But if you are talking about 5 minutes, nobody listens to you.
Right.
Somebody, you know that. So finish the game, and after the game, 20 minutes talking of the coach, and hey, it was right, it was wrong. And after 2-3 minutes, the players are sitting there and said, hey, when is it going to be done? I don't like to hear that. I hate it. So it depends on the person, of the character of the person, and about his, I would say, natural authority.
Well, I'll tell you what, I want to welcome some people on Facebook Live. I want to thank you for joining us. Boy, I can't get them all because there's so many. Frank Fulton's on there, Richard Kanya. We've got Sven Hendricks. Sven played for me, my first baseman in Belgium, when I didn't know exactly what I was doing there, but I was managing there. And Sven has taken the Belgium program, done a great job there. So welcome on the show. We got John McLaren, former big league manager, listening. So the pressure's on, just so you know. You got a lot of good people,
right, listening,
but you're doing a great job. Listen, David, you now also operate and control the academy in the Czech Republic. Explain what the academy is all about there.
First of all, I'm going to say that academies, we're going to start after the season and finish before the season. So we got an academies program about like 6 months. Where we got special strength condition practicing, a little bit hitting, a little bit throwing programs, and more specifics that you have no time in a practice on a club. So first thing that we are doing, all the kids has to go to a doctor to get in a checks, like check doctor. Let's say doctor has to say that you are okay. If you are okay, you can go to the academy. That's number one. Number two is that you are okay in a school. If your level is getting low, you are not able to go to academies because it doesn't make sense. If you, for me, and I think for most of the coaches and parents, if you want to play baseball, you have to be smart. And baseball and school has to go together. You cannot like divorce that. It's got to be the same. Baseball and school, it's okay. It's got to be 50-50. You cannot say when you are 15 years old, I'm going to do baseball. No, you got to be good at school. If you are good at school, you can do the baseball or whatever sport you want to do. Because when you be 18, you're going to break your hand. You're not going to play baseball. What do you got? You have to have something here that's going to stay there forever. So school baseball and school and sports has got to be together. And it's probably cool baseball together and be ready.
Okay, and when you're now training the players, you're training for long term, for longer term, and when you train the players, do they play games at the academy? I'm sure they practice, but do they play games against other teams, or is it more inter-squad games? How does that work?
We're not playing the games like in academies. This is like specially preparation players for the season. So that's number one. Number two, we put like, I think 5 years ago, special rehabilitation, because after the season, most of the players were so many, when throwing right hand, everything was so hard on the right, nothing on left. So we got the rehabilitation practices for them with like special coaches that are doing that. And after the Christmas, we starting to do a lot of baseball. Before Christmas, we do a lot of rehabilitations, a lot of strength condition practices. And about March, we are always going to do Barcelona for major league tournaments. We got games here, major leagues in Brno and Prague, the Pony League, whatever. We just try to, in academies, prepare the players for the season. Mm. Not to build great stars. Just keep them safe, healthy, and be ready for a season to be healthy for all the season, which is the most important, because if somebody's hurt, doesn't work.
Now, I'm sure, like all countries, players are always trying to increase their velocity for pitching. One of the reasons is because you want to compete against other countries. What do you do at the academies to help players throw harder, but also be safe?
Yes. I think 2 years ago, the Czech Baseball Association, because of Pavel Chadim, we started to program pro. The most important part of the program is Bill Holmberg. I think everybody knows Bill Holmberg.
Yes.
He's coming to Czech about for this program maybe 3, 4, 5 times a year. So we got a specific throwing programs, and we start to build the velocity throwing, but together with SAFE, I mean rehabilitation, strength condition, and one more, we got a special javelin guy that works with the Czech Olympic javelin throwers, like everybody knows, Jan Železný and like that. And we start to do the throwing program, we call it PRO, and plus a medicine program. So we got a throwing program, medicine program, rehabilitation program, everything's together. Right now, it's only for 50 players in Czech Republic, just pitchers and catchers, to keep them safe. And this year, we got increasing the velocity. I don't know if I can say that, but, you know, like 13, 14 years, kids, about 4 to 7 miles per hour in like 3 months, but with no injuries, no Tommy Johns, no arm, nothing. Everything's okay.
What do you promote in the country, educate your coaches, in order to, when a pitcher is done pitching, to be able to recover faster? What kind of things do you do to help them recover so they can pitch sooner or they can pitch better when they come back?
Hey, this is not a great question, Pete. It's the same thing like with the coaches. When you got like, sorry, stupid coach, you can kill the pitcher. So your coach has to be smart enough to let you pitch what is for you okay. So you got to be ready for pitching. You got to be strong enough. You got to have like throwing program. And in Czechs, we got the same like in USA, everywhere in throw smart. So we got
pitch smart. Pitch like, smart. Yeah.
Pitch smart. Sorry. So we got daily mates 20, 30, 35. I think this is great, but it still doesn't make sense when you say, okay, you got 20 pitches Monday, 20 pitches Tuesday, 20 pitches Wednesday, whatever. So the coach has to be smart enough to don't kill the pitcher. This is the number one, because every kid wants to play baseball. Everybody wants to pitch and catch and play, but he cannot pitch every single day. And especially if somebody is great here, okay, you are going to pitch, then you're going to play shortstop, then you're going to play catcher and rotation, so you kill them. So this is about the foundation on the coaches that are good enough to find how to do that or not to do that.
It also sounds like you've taken science from the Czech Republic, which has a history of training, you know, Olympic training. You've taken that type of science along with other countries, the U.S. or others, and you've put that kind of together to help your pitchers. As you mentioned, our good friend Bill Holmberg, who's been on the show before, has introduced the program. Now, when it comes to your hitters, what's one of the biggest problems that maybe hitters have in the Czech Republic that you're trying to work on to make them better?
Like the pitchers. Okay, there is a velocity. If in Czech Republic it's maybe 90 miles per hour, like in extra league, it's okay. But in facing in the world championship like 96, 97, you are not able to prepare them for that. But right now, I think we got a great program in Drazi-Brno. I think, you know, Arnie Nesnial is running that. And they're using all the stuff, the machines like that. And the kids that are 15 years old, they are able to hit like 90 miles per hour. So you have to spend the time with the players. But it's not about the team practice. It's about the individual. Let's say three players on one place to work on a practice, hitting like 60 miles, 65, 70, go up. And I think you can see the results very soon. In, I think, 2 months, you can see great results. But somebody has to be with them, somebody who knows what he's doing, and they can be better in 2 months.
What does David do when you have players in the Czech Republic that maybe aren't listening sometimes to advice, and maybe you don't have a lot of players, so you must be careful because you may lose a player? That's not easy. How do you handle that situation?
Number rule for me and my assistants in any team that I have is you're not going to say you have to do or must. You're going to say we're going to try. It's just a little bit different, but it's much big different in the heads of the players. So there are a lot of type of players, and you cannot teach everybody the same. Everybody's a little bit different. So there are, okay, there are basics that has to be the same. If you swing right, left, you got to run like that. But there are small things, details, that everybody's a little bit different. So that's number one. You got to try to get into the head of the players. So you can trust him, he can trust you, and then you can start to work with him. If they doesn't trust each other, it doesn't make sense. Because if he doesn't want to do what you say, and you say that, hey, guy, you got to do that because of that. It's the same like at home. If I'm going to tell it to my son, he's not going to do that, okay? And if I say, hey, if you think that we can try to do that, I'll say, okay, just easy communication between people, very like that, and a feeling, and a psychology, a little bit of that, and just got to find a feeling, and then it works.
David, this is getting close to the end. You're doing a great job. Want to ask you, during the games, what's David Winkler look like during games? What are you doing during the game?
I think it's better to ask my assistant coaches and the players. So,
or maybe videotape you.
Hey, for sure. I think.
Are you walking around? Are you calm? Are you taking notes? You know, what are you doing to help your team? I guess is the question. During the game, anything going on?
Like before the game, we has to be ready. So all the coaches know that I want to be perfect, you know, like be ready to have all the papers, scouting reports, all the stuff that he's bonding, he's running, he's stealing. This team likes to hit and runs, this. Once you got all this stuff, it's easier. And the players has to be ready for that. And you got to be, okay, sometimes you have to be calm, sometimes you got to be loud, but you still has to be okay. You cannot say you did a mistake. You got to say, oh, we did a mistake. I mean, like everybody. You cannot say to any pointing to the one player that he's like, he's not at this point good. It's got to be all team. And try to be positive, because when you are positive, at least a little bit, sometimes it's tough, and don't talk too much. Once you talk too much, it doesn't work.
Yeah, and it's a mental game. We all know that. You know, you've got some great drills that I've seen on your Facebook page, David Winkler. We're going to show that at the end. Tell me about a drill maybe that you invented. I know many drills we get from other coaches, but is there something David Winkler maybe invented? And it could be a drill or something in practice that other coaches maybe can pick up.
I specialize in for the catcher's drills. So because I was the catcher for all my life, so the catching is for me the easiest part of the baseball. So you got to start with like easy tennis balls, yellow soft balls, no glove, easy blocking. The most difficult things is learn how to kids to block the ball. Because once they get hurt with the baseballs, they doesn't want to do that. But you need catchers. And especially, I think, not in Czechs, but in Europe, maybe all the world, Everybody wants to play shortstop and be pitcher, but nobody wants to be catcher because it hurts. So you got to start very slow, very slow, very slow, and keep the players to be into that and try to work, be better, and wants to do that. So once you get it, with the soft balls, easy, 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 they're getting better.
All right, this is great. I'm going to leave it with this now. This is the final one, David. Tell us something about Czech Republic baseball that we can learn from, and also any last minute advice for coaches when, you know, when they're working with players.
Okay, I'm going to say only like a couple of words. Hey guys, especially when it works with the youth, young kids, be nice of them, try to respect them, because if you not respect them, they will not respect you. And there is one rule on the field. The players can play without coach, but the coach are nothing without the players. That's the most important things on a baseball field.
Love it. All right. That was fantastic. That is David Winkler. First of all, the Academy Director of Czech Republic Baseball, also MLB's coordinator for the Czech Republic, the manager of the 18U Czech Republic national team. And as we finish the show, first of all, David, I want to thank you. I know it's later, a little bit at night there in the Czech Republic. What a beautiful country. Prague, I've been to many times also, but it's not just Prague. Prague's beautiful, but the whole country is gorgeous. Fantastic. I want to thank you, and don't hang up yet because I'm going to show the videos. I want to thank you for joining us on the show and letting us know about Czech Republic baseball and also helping coaches get better.
Thank you very much, Pete, for inviting, and thank you very much again.
All right. That is David Winkler, and this here, just so you can see it with a little bit of music, I'm going to show you to close off the show. David Winkler, keep working baseball. You are listening to Baseball Outside the Box. You're watching Baseball Outside the Box on Facebook Live. We're going to have it on YouTube at Peter Caliendo. He's got tremendous drills. I want to thank everybody in the U.S. and around the world for joining us. I want to thank David Winkler, our guest. Special thanks to Brian Crack, our producer, Lineup Media Group. And the most special of all is our listeners and our watchers, the people that make our show what it is. We're growing at rapid rates. We appreciate it. Please share the show in all your social media. Let us know any questions. My email is petercaliendo@att.net. We'll put everything on the show notes. Hey, listen, I want to thank everybody. Welcome. And also, have a great day. Stay in your house. We'll be out soon playing baseball. Love you all, and we'll see you on the next show.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.